Welcome back to another episode of These Fools, man. I got my guys and gals in the building. Miss Mariah, what's happening?
What's up, y'all?
Savage. Oh, my fucking God. Jay, what's happening, G?
Man, you know, I'm blessed, bro.
We got something special.
We got a special guest in the building. We're going to give it up for
him. Oh, shit.
You can't get a hand clap, but we got the hand clap going for you. We got Miss Taylor in the building. How you doing, man?
Taylor, gang, how you feeling?
I feel great.
Thinking of
with the Wiz Khalifa. I gotta apologize to you. From last episode,
yeah,
somebody was like, you've been a bitch to your homeboy. I was like, you know what? I was being a bitch to my homeboy.
Me?
So I apologize to you from last episode.
Son, it wasn't. I ain't feel no type of way. What you mean?
Just take the shit.
Take it.
Damn, God. I missed one episode in this shit.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What the fuck? God damn.
Let's take it. So,
apologize.
I feel like he don't give too many of these, so you might just want to take it just for some future shit. Should you feel some type of way in the future, just
remember. Anytime roll that apology over. The first thing I'll be saying is, father, fuck you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, but
that's y'all saying too, Bernie Mac and Samuel Jackson. Soul man, like a mother.
Fuck you. Oh man.
What was popping in the first one?
We got a lot of shit. We got a Miss Paige is standing over the table. So
the lady of the house.
Miss Paige wants to know, when is it okay in a relationship for your significant other to pass gas?
Never.
Like, when is that okay?
Next.
When is that okay?
First of all, we're not letting no gas like out off rip, but like once
serious?
We're not letting no gas go off rip, but once you reach a level of comfort with the person,
so how long does it take?
I'm not trying to die.
I mean, I don't have a particular time frame, but I would say like once you reach that point in a relationship, like
the nigga
he gonna be around for a while. Like, once you know a nigga gonna be around for a while, I'm not finna.
They live together.
I'm not holding that shit, especially if I live with you. Boy, fuck you.
I'm you gonna let me just let me.
The passing gas thing, I don't really care. Like, I mean, I'm gonna do it. If you, especially if you have my career. Oh, like, but I'm saying, like,
you a bougie nigga, man.
You nasty. So what you think? We don't pass?
He want me to.
Yeah. You want her to get up
at my bed?
At the bed?
Go in the bathroom.
That's great. Did she make you do that?
Her
stinks worse than mine.
How
you
know?
You got grown man ass. I know your.
Oh, thank you.
The fuck? I feel like not
the fuck?
Like, don't come straight out the gate like, you know.
Grown man ass.
It's like one and one.
Anywhere where I can't be myself, I don't need
to be there.
They like one and one.
You ever smell a period for me?
You need it.
Wow.
Now, that's different.
Like, a period part.
Who thinks about that? Who thinks about that?
Somebody a period pooted on this nigga.
He triggered. That's some past trauma in your life.
That's some past trauma in your life.
When you farted by me,
trigger. Get yourself together.
What?
Sir,
gas?
Sir, you need to heal.
I say this.
You need to heal, sir.
This idea of me in his head, and that's all he sees. So when I alter that idea by doing something,
I say this.
Okay. Okay. So, Randy, you think about this. You don't want a female to pass gas in front of you. When you reach a point in a relationship with somebody, like, what if Ashley got in a car accident tomorrow? Mm-hmm. And she had to go through therapy and you had to wipe her ass?
Drop her ass off. That's a good
question. Oh, you asked me, I'm going to wipe her ass?
Yes. Ashley!
We gotta go.
Ashley! Y'all need to have a talk, my girl. Ashley, look, because I just told him, I said, you worried about Forrest. I said, what if Ashley got in a car accident tomorrow? And not saying that he got to wipe your ass forever. If he just had to wipe your ass temporarily while you are like immobile for a while you're healing, he wipe your ass. And then look at his face. He's still looking like that.
He's gonna
push
her ass on the car like an action movie.
Like, you wouldn't even wipe her ass temporarily. Like, you know she finna get her mobility back.
He's gonna be stop blowing.
Wow.
So who's gonna do it? So would you expect her to do it for you?
Yes.
Yeah,
he know I
would. Oh my fucking God. I wish the fuck I would, nigga.
I'm gonna say this.
And
I would
funny.
Hire somebody to do AIDS.
That's what I was gonna say. He would hire somebody
to
do
to wipe her ass.
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this. You could.
He would hire somebody to take care of him, but he
your pussy can fart on the first day. I don't really give a damn.
Disgusting.
I feel you. So you hit somebody on the first night, the pussy fart, you're gonna be like, oh, I got it.
So let me ask you this. If it smells, you still
the pussy fart?
If it smells like pussy. If the pussy smells, you still
fart. I ain't never had a pussy fart that smells.
No. The pussy itself stinks.
Oh, I still fuck? Nah, I ain't savage like
have
that.
Have you?
Fuck the stanky pussy?
Nope.
Now, ex him.
I feel like everybody.
I put that on my
same question.
They don't real.
Ask him that same question.
I know it.
Weave my way into this.
Oh. Fuck though,
what
nigga.
You do, like, hold your breath.
My God. Because my thing is, once you start pounding, that contact air. I was in a relationship with a motherfucker, and I went down to suck his dick, and I said, "Oh no,
no sir."
You damn it!
No, I suck it after you go wash your ass.
No, and at that
or was it his ass?
At that point.
I suck it, but you finna go wash your ass.
Yo, penis,
ain't all that shit like. Cause
for one, a penis is an outside of the body.
You can put it that easy, huh?
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
reach it out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you knew. Like,
oh, come on.
What Plies say? You take that baby wipe, shit that thing, Bubba.
This is crazy. Forget to wash your penis, dog.
You embarrassing me, chicken.
You fucked me up with that one.
Not you.
We've been friends too long for you to say you don't wash your dick, nigga.
Smeggy, man. That nigga call a nigga Smeggy. That's his new name. Smeggy like a motherfucker.
Ain't no time. No, sir.
Get out work.
Dick all in the
go home.
That's some love shit, though.
You don't go like, oh, let me wash my dick.
Yes, the fuck you do.
Yes, the fuck?
Now, I
don't wash my nigga, bitch, a sink.
I'm gonna go over there.
Gonna
and you do
wait, hold up. You coming from your house to their house without your house?
Yeah.
No.
You're a gangster.
And you missed, he said, after work.
You missed the
time. After work. You didn't work a full shift.
That's 8 hours. That's 12 hours.
Why you think, like, give me a few minutes to get back?
That dick stank, nigga.
You see that nigga? He said
dick stank, nigga.
I feel like he's.
Because my thing is,
that nigga's not
just scientifically speaking, if a man's scrotum is a substantial size, this kind of gonna hit against your thighs a little bit. Once you walk up a flight of stairs, that's it. Your balls are sweated. From that point on. That's body parts that you got to fuck with fresh out the shower. Balls, assholes. For the people who eat ass. You eat an ass fresh out the shower.
I mean, I
you don't dive in no ass fresh out the shower.
I've been in club and been like, you know.
That's different. That's different.
I'm drunk, though.
That's different.
You're not leaving work, but
nah.
That's different. From the club is different.
I can't even do that shit from the club.
I'm literally drunk. And that was younger me. Now I'm going to hop in that shower with how drunk I am.
She got baby wipes in her purse and shit now.
Oh, okay. So you
don't do it.
No, I'm not saying.
I'm just gonna
hop in
the shower
with a little water. I know females
that
got baby wipes
to
that bitch.
That's not okay, dog. Cause I just that's dead. Like,
I mean,
I'm gonna go
with a nigga.
Was his dick stink?
If you
look at me, he smelled like pennies and peanuts. It was disgusting.
Pennies and peanuts.
I was like,
hey, you see this shit? That's why I know God had to. He made me the right guy.
Like,
he made
me a woman all day.
Look, I have told his friends to break up with him for me. I look him in the eye.
Did you know how hard that would be?
Oh no!
Imagine a dirty dick, son. Imagine a nigga hitting you up and saying, "Hey, man, your bitch don't want to talk to you no more because your dick stink."
Why she ain't called?
Yo dog. You feel me?
The fuck?
Yo dog hit you up. You
this must be embarrassing as fuck to tell somebody. I would be embarrassed for you.
Hey man, it was just one night though. What you mean?
If your dick and balls.
Ain't no other reaction than, hey, what the fuck is you like, doing?
Like, I just got up and was like, I can't do this. And so I just kind of like.
That's a mild reaction.
I just said, I can't do this. And I left.
So you like helping the call. This is a totally nigga mistake. And hey, give it a shot.
See, I was young. And I was very clever.
You're supposed to stay with another girl.
And see, us as women, we be trying.
To stroke that. We don't be trying. Yeah, we be trying. Feel less
yeah, because though. Like, I'm one of them people, I don't believe in like belittling a man right. in that area because I don't want to create an insecurity. You know what I'm saying?
That. Watch your
nuts, delivery of that. You know, you can't be like, God damn, nigga. You're like, hey,
take that
like,
nigga to the shower, man.
Hop in the shower.
Boil your nuts.
I got you. I was young.
You hear that? Like, oh,
I just
okay.
got up.
Oh, yeah, you sneaking a fucking, you gonna run into some stuff.
Or you know, make that shit. Come on, boy, let's get in the shower. I want a baby. See, and just let me in.
That nigga trying to fuck. I can babe myself, bitch. Lay down.
Uh-uh.
I can babe myself. Uh-uh.
Look, then when he say that, then we got to go ahead and hurt
nigga,
your feelings.
Stank, nigga.
Be like, damn, you sure I take your care of my
feelings? Mm-hmm. Like old cabbage, my nigga.
For me. Just, you know. I stroke your ego and all of that shit.
But I told y'all, I ain't fuck a bitch because she smelled like a factory. She played every Summer's Eve that she had in her purse.
That's awful.
I didn't hit that bitch.
And that's sad, as we didn't know.
I don't give a fuck if I just took a shower 3 hours ago. It's been 3 hours. If I get a text and I'm about to get some dick, I'm gonna hop in the shower.
I'm gonna hop in the shower every time I know I'm gonna fuck.
Do you hear me?
You know, every time.
Do you hear me?
That nigga got disappointed.
Even if my live-in nigga say I'm on my way home. And I'm about to get
in the shower. Because my thing is, I know this about to go on your face.
I know this ain't no, this ain't no, we gonna show this about to
go on your face. This got to be together.
Gotta be.
Get your
beard. I
think I might
die if my nigga tell me.
Your chest
right
like, hey,
I'm
did you
not,
fuck?
Yeah.
Yes,
I would.
So, okay.
I can't take it.
Like, we gonna break up.
If he tell you, y'all gotta take accountability.
I'm gonna be embarrassed.
Don't hold
I'm gonna be embarrassed. I can't open my legs in front of you no more. You don't told me I stink.
Oh my God.
But the thing is,
What if he's just trying to help?
I can't open my legs in front of you no more. You don't told me no shit like that.
At the end of the day, we will smell ourselves.
Yeah, I see girls smelling all day. You ain't seen the bitch.
Okay. It's a difference if we've been in a relationship for a long time. You're gonna be like, okay. No, don't say that.
Because let's be realistic. I was fucking with a nigga for some years and years. I know for a fact every single time I was not smelling like
it was tangy.
Roses. I might have. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a clown. I mean, I'm being realistic. I'm sure we have off days.
Yeah.
I can't fuck with you.
We see y'all a certain way.
Can't fuck with you.
Excuse me. You can't just kill that image we have of y'all. I come on knowing you stink. Pussy
thing,
ass
thing. Yeah,
But see, I'm saying you was gonna still hit though.
Yeah, exactly, because he just had a crazy look. He had a crazy look on his face when I said, "I don't give a damn if I took a shower."
That nigga slapped his lighter when she said she gotta take a shower. That nigga said,
"He had a crazy look on his face." I'm gonna make sure you keep that image of me in your head. It's gonna be fresh every time.
I'm gonna tell you something. The dirty dick business out here is the real reason these bitches pH balances.
I swear to God.
These niggas out here.
I swear to God.
Washing them outies. Wiping that smegma off.
He don't clean his belly button.
And then these old uncircumcised ass niggas who don't know how to properly wash.
Yeah, you gotta learn how to wash your dick.
That foreskin.
How you not know how to wash your dick?
It's yours.
You'd be surprised.
So you definitely do that didn't know how to wash his dick?
Oh, hell no.
Did you teach him? Oh, often.
Oh, no.
I don't understand.
Every uncircumcised niggas I've ever had.
Dick smell clean.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, though, like, it's a dick. Like, if you taking a shower, you clean your dick. Man. If you take a bath, that bitch is submerged in the water. How you not clean your dick?
That don't, hey, when that motherfucker fall back in that little turtleneck, that skin is not exposed.
Oh, my God.
The skin is not exposed. You got to pull that shit back.
Let the water.
And it's different degree of turtleneck, probably. You probably got the ant eater shit. You probably
that
got
part.
Let's move on.
Because this motherfucker who whole head cover, it looked like a little spout.
Shit like this.
That bitch looked
like a little spout.
Nigga dick look like a muffin when you pull it out.
Scare you. Look like a medicine drop of dick.
Oh, my bad. The baby's in here.
Y'all is filthy. I just want y'all to know.
Ain't me, bro.
It's definitely you.
How the fuck is me?
It's definitely you.
You might need a little
time. I'm not no dirty bitch.
Ooh, she can't prepare.
Oh, you saw her out of family.
You say you finna get high?
I'm a real life drinker.
What you thought she had, bro?
Everywhere. I thought she was taking a little shot.
Oh! And she said, you want a little twine? And the nigga said, oh, you finna get high? All right.
Wait, what? I missed that.
I was like, damn.
She gangster in the mind about him. I turned.
Wait, y'all gotta get her the same question y'all gave me.
All right, so come on.
What y'all want to start with first? Y'all want to go on
here? Let her build.
She got to build a nigga.
All right, so we ask every guest this.
Get focused.
Build a nigga from scratch, like your dream nigga from scratch. Head to fucking toe, personality, looks, body,
dick size.
They ain't tell me to put a pussy on mine.
Yeah, you got a Barbie doll. You got a Barbie.
I'm adding a pussy on her. Great flavor.
Perfect nigga. Well, not even perfect, just in your eyes, what you want.
Beard.
Okay.
Wait, I'm going.
Think about it.
I'm
with you.
We're
gonna go with
you.
I don't like this nigga.
Okay, so I want you to
like. Oh my god. Build of a nigga.
Okay. Beard, like you said,
okay.
Skin tone.
Last one said waves. Obviously, cut.
Straight teeth. All they go. We want all of it.
Please get this man out of my face, bro.
The teeth thing. I mean, as long as they.
See, look at you. See.
I can't
all right, so from scratch.
But see, you fixing it. That
but
shit
I
is
like
fixable.
Straight teeth, most definitely white. Because niggas teeth eat. You know. I would say about 6'2", 6'3". I can deal with it. That's just, you said ideal.
Them tall okay. Niggas be the mushrooms.
I want a Caesar cut way.
Oh, so you like Caesar cut,
wave,
you know,
beard Caesar,
you know,
cut.
He don't have to be super cut because I mean, I'm fine, I'm not like super in shape.
Okay.
So I don't want to.
Not 6'2".
So you said your hand got to be super
so
cut.
Don't have them. Just don't be
skin tone.
I don't really have a preference as long as they're not like. Super see
you gonna walk her like, through her whole bed?
Not super see through. Nice. She say super see through.
Well, no, my baby daddy's like see through.
I was about to say,
like, that's
just
nice black.
You said
see through.
They can be. I've seen.
Hold on, go back to the shape because you said they ain't got a date. What are you gonna say? They ain't got a, as long as they ain't obese or some shit like that.
It's just don't be obese, but you don't have to be super cut because I'm not super in shape. So yeah, like, I don't
want
to be. No, I'm looking at something else. She builds with a nigga.
Stomach to be.
Well, you can't see a dick.
Right. You can have a little
pudge.
I mean,
yeah.
You
got
see a
quarantine.
Big
this nigga here, boy.
Now you gotta be funny. You gotta have a sense of humor. You have to. I can't do shy niggas at all. Like, you come over and you.
Tuck, really?
No. Be able to have a conversation. You be able to hold a conversation.
I'm about to push this nigga,
you
man.
You gotta have some type of intellect, too. Like, don't hit me up and be like, hey, you wanna smoke? You wanna. No, I don't want to do any of that.
Okay. You gotta hold your conversation, huh?
You gotta keep my attention for one.
Hey, get you another one of these.
Oh, sorry. Okay. And you gotta know how to dress. Like, I mean, you have to have this. You're not, you gotta be able to switch it up. Like, shoes. I'm gonna look at your shoes before I look at your face.
Like, why are you playing?
Oh, so my Crocs ain't hitting right now, huh?
And let me tell you something about, I hate Crocs. Okay. They are for babies and old people.
Damn.
My nigga Nike. You like them Nike?
Really?
Pretty swaggy, eh?
Really?
My son has those.
So I know you like them shits.
This nigga missing his fucking
ass.
Motherfucker.
You have to make more money than me, only because I didn't used to be like this, but only because I've dealt with people that have less money than me.
Broke
me. Yes, I have. And like, it becomes a, becomes an issue within them, though, honestly and truly, because they start feeling less. I've been told.
Also, you make more money.
With your poverty.
And I've been told that, like, you make me feel less of a man on some shit. So and, money, they, and they'll start to resent you.
Bitch ass nigga.
You make more money than me.
Definitely.
Bitch ass.
I'm asking you for money.
I can't take it.
And you look at him.
I can't take that. I can't. That's,
a man ask you for money?
That's,
not at all.
No. Fresh out the gate.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Now, if I've been rocking with you,
wow,
and I've been rocking with
it's
you,
that's the girl that fresh out the gate.
I ain't got nothing. I'm hurt.
Texting a nigga.
Let me borrow 20.
3 hours into the text conversation, he said,
"I'm trying to get a gram. Let me
you
get
got
it.
Cash." You are you right? I said, "Yeah, what's up?" I thought he was gonna be like, "Hey, then, you know, go get something to eat or something." He said, "You think I can hold $10 and say you pay? I'm trying to
get damn
hold the fuck up. $10?
Sir, if you can't afford weed, you shouldn't be smoking.
Now, and I told him, I said, first of all, I asked him, I said, are you serious? He said, yes. I was like, for real, LOL. I thought maybe it was, I was being pranked or
I would have thought he was
and
playing
so
too.
I was like, oh, I'm super good at you. And that's so exactly what I said to him. And I blocked him. I almost broke my finger.
My wife?
Blocked him because of it.
That's a girl.
We had $600.
For $600.
Not too
that's money.
Cash flow.
I like the dry sense of humor too, like Vince.
Like Office and shit.
Yeah, that kind. You know, likes to drink. You drive the bitch.
He can have a little stomach, but you got big season. So we got all that right there. Anything else we need?
I don't really trip on kids and shit. I got kids. Just don't have like
seven of them.
Seven. Don't have seven.
Seven is the max.
No, don't have three.
Three is the max.
Don't have three.
So two is the max.
Two is the max because I got two. You got two blended family. And then we might be able to squeeze in one more. Five.
Ooh. Yeah, that's not.
Hey, you want to know something crazy? I know a nigga.
Don't that, like, really. Don't pay this nigga shit. No fucking mind. Like, I'm about to make his ass.
What you talking about?
Why are you playing, bro?
I know, nigga. I ain't saying you.
All right,
baby. Now, from my experience, I want you to
word, Jesus. Oh, I need some more liquor in this cup.
Before you meet me, because
your
I don't
call it what?
In your own house now. Because oh, it's, my requirements have changed based off of the niggas I dealt with.
Absolutely.
So I'm trying to upgrade
my life. I feel experiences. Then.
So I can't be like,
as you should.
Be quiet, my mom's sleep.
No, I can't do it.
No, hell no. Like,
what I like sneaking in your
mind. Like, okay, it's one thing. It's one thing for a nigga to tell me, "Oh, my mom is sick."
She lives.
So I moved her in the house with me so I can take care of her. Like something like that.
But I want to see the
living. Or my mom is retired. She can't live on her own. She can't afford.
I want to see it because niggas be lying.
What if his mama cooking for you and shit? Already had.
So yeah, cause my thing is one
thing. In-law.
It's one thing. Oh no, I gotta. I gotta get along with my nigga family.
I mean,
like I don't like no awkward shit.
Cordial. We don't have to be like, but I don't want to be your buddy. I've done that before. I don't want to go out and hang out with you.
I mean, we don't have to hang out, but it's a plus for me.
Break up, you all in my face and shit.
It's a plus.
I was very invested. I thought we were here the whole time.
Fuck no,
she was here with everybody.
Oh, yeah, that's the word.
So I'm gonna keep it cordial. Like, I don't want
so
you
he was interchanging bitches, you know, and she was like, "Hey, boo.
Hey, boo. Hey, boo.
No.
Knew all their names. Motherfucking gangster. Knew all their names.
Here,
I'm gonna tell you something. Damn. I'm with you on that shit because I had dated a whole other girl. My mom was still friend. My ex. I walked in with that bitch. The ex was in there with my mama just chilling.
I want you to have a great relationship with your parents. I want to make sure that you're very family oriented.
Okay.
Cool. We can be cool.
She don't want to be family oriented.
Now we get married. That's different.
So you want to be a deadbeat to his kids?
Of course not. Never.
Fucking kids.
And I would like to be a blended family. I would be cool with your baby.
How would you deal with that crazy baby?
She want to be cool with
it. I deal with it now. Let me tell you. No, I don't have nothing to say. I feel like. Just if you notice she's challenging and crazy, she just try to keep you out of the mix as much as possible. Honestly, just take care of your kids though.
The first time around, like the first time meeting, you set the tone. You set the tone for how our relationship is gonna be.
And if you can't get them hoes in line, that's a problem with me too. You can't get them bitches in line. What's up? Why she mad? Let me know something.
I live with them.
You think they fucking?
Why she mad?
What?
I want to see you happy.
Yeah, that's it.
Nigga,
that's because she's still invested here then. Is she mad?
But okay.
That ain't his fault.
It doesn't necessarily mean that y'all are fucking, but my thing is, once that type of energy happens, my spidey senses are going to go up.
I mean,
you know what?
But at this point, my spidey senses going to go up. And then that's when I'm going to be in like observation mode because.
I want to know why she's still.
And funny. Within the course of the next 30 to 60 days, I'm going to know what y'all dynamic is from that point on. I'm going to know if y'all still fucking.
I'm probably over there fixing the oven and shit when something break down for his kid.
Why you fixing her oven?
Cause my kid over there.
No, baby, no.
My kid got to eat.
No. I broke up with a nigga for that shit.
You gotta call the maintenance man because
he moved his baby mama his house.
And I dealt with a nigga who was sneaking around taking his baby mama.
Back she ain't had nowhere to stay. She ain't had nowhere to stay. That bitch better go to the YMCA. Your kids live with you. She a deadbeat ass bitch.
No, I ain't got shit to do with you. After y'all not together, do your baby gotta go to work? No. You make sure that baby get to and from. If we need to come pick the baby up.
Get the baby. Yeah.
That ain't got shit to do with back and forth.
So what if he would have asked like up front?
Hey, like I can see if something wrong with her phone.
Now, if he would have asked me up front, cool, I'm gonna come.
Like there are extenuating circumstances to where that shit is okay.
Back and forth, and I had to figure that out on my own. Y'all got something going on? You know?
Yeah, like I believe in extenuating circumstances. Like something wrong with her car. Okay, she ain't got nobody else. That's one.
And I understand that because some people are just genuinely good people. You know what I'm saying?
But you aren't obligated to drive this whole around.
You
see,
and you're not, because baby,
you're not obligated to drive this whole.
Because like 5 minutes ago,
no. Uber,
no.
Uber, Lyft. Bus line, baby, taxi, friends, the nigga you fucking, that shit, all that.
Cause you're fucking somebody.
Cause you're fucking somebody.
Cause you're fucking somebody.
Ain't no way you live and everybody's up every
ain't night. Ain't no way in West Hill you finna call my man to take you anywhere and you got another nigga that you fucking.
Girl was picking, let me see, I don't know who listening, cause was picking her up and the nigga saying goodbye at the door. So I know one of y'all got
and my thing is, that should make you feel some type of way sometimes as a man, that share. Another nigga got to come pick your bitch up.
I say he must be retarded, slow, stupid.
No,
he just got some good dick.
Huh? Mm-hmm. The nigga in the house that's waving bye-bye?
Hell yeah. Because ain't no way you finna have a deadbeat ass nigga who can't do shit for you. You still got to call your baby daddy to do shit for you.
And that's perfect.
And yeah, no, he got some good dick. That's why he's still there.
I think we're done with this one.
Let's continue going.
I'm just saying.
We recap everything.
I'm just saying.
Goddamn.
Right. Anything else you want to build on this nigga?
Yes,
sir.
Dick size.
Yes, it
is. We had a female that said it didn't matter last week.
She lying. Yes, it matters. They said I mean, they say the motion in the ocean. And
that's what they said.
Because let me tell you, I didn't fuck with a nigga who about this big, and he knew how to do that. Oh, but it don't last. It don't after that first. That's it. That's all. No matter what. What he can do. It don't matter. You.
I would say it matters. It doesn't. You don't have to be huge.
No, I don't even want you to be.
You don't have to be huge.
I want you to be like.
I will say most of the time, if you meet a man with a smaller than average dick, he has to be filthy. Like he got to be so nasty.
Filthy. You say filthy so strong.
My thing is, like, if you got a smaller than average dick, you have to do some shit to me that make me look at you the next morning like, nigga, who raised you?
Hey, I love that girl.
Who raised you?
You a filthy ass nigga.
Do you kiss your mother with that mouth?
This nigga sitting here like he
like that's
ass
me.
I'm not feeling.
You said the average is
5 inches. Don't listen to his.
Please,
he got
to say dig, this.
He got digonomics. He took digology.
It was absolutely
while
back.
He
did some shit. I was like,
well,
y'all do.
Why were you googling dick sizes, G? You got too much free time.
Off the top, hold on, man.
Hey.
No.
I told you.
He gonna go home and try this shit.
I'm trying to get the fuck the helicopter in.
What's the helicopter?
You see
your dick around in
the circle. Oh, yeah, my boss can do that
too. Oh, no.
I choose to let my child.
I don't want to talk to you no more. Let's see.
I just put it out there in the room.
Hey Siri,
I was not ready.
What is the average size penis in United
what
States?
Are we doing? What are we doing? Why?
I have to.
You don't believe me.
Really
Siri ain't gonna know that shit. Siri gonna say, hey.
She asked Siri for real.
Yo.
Ooh, shit.
Because
there's no way that that amount of dick is average.
Oh, shit.
It's a bigger
so that's
average
too big?
Africa.
That's what you
too
saying?
Little.
Oh, but you got
white 5 inches. And I had white people. I had Oriental people.
How was the Asian
guy? I lost my virginity to a half Asian and white person.
Oh, he's a half.
Half Asian and white? Wow. How was that?
Oh, you had a wonderful first time.
Nigga!
Everybody else was just like, you know, that's we skipped school one day.
She fucked Jet Li.
Yeah, baby.
She fucked the one.
He's always Asian, you know what I'm saying? You gotta have someone in between.
I did, and it was...
Nigga did this to the pussy boy, got it.
It was just whatever. It was just kind of like... I'm doing.
He was mixed with the two worst things.
I lost my virginity to a man whore, and it was terrible.
The fuck is a chode?
Who you lost your virginity to, G?
Me, Renata, my mama best friend.
Are you fucking joking?
No, he's not. He
got raped.
It wasn't rape.
How old were you?
16.
That's
very much statutory.
Fuck that. That was the best rape experience.
I don't want to know your dick fact.
She told me she was my first heartbreak, too.
She was
a grown
lady.
No, she told me she gonna leave her husband.
Oh my god!
He was in
love
with
that.
I went back to Chicago.
Wow, he was in love with that boss.
So you give the nigga, you say his dick was, but hey, this is average right here, baby.
Okay,
that's what you said.
If a nigga say that,
but you heard what I said though. If you have a smaller than average or an average dick, you have to be so disgusted with your.
You gotta explain that. Come on,
niggas out here these days.
You gotta have
it.
Like, I need to look at you.
I don't want a nigga to eat my ass ever. Don't come nowhere near my ass.
I need to look at you the next time that ass play.
Down your ass, baby. Let's go.
Finally.
No
Jesus
play,
fucking Christ. Everybody's so excited about this ass.
Speak for yourself, sir.
I got that shit done to me. I'm going to say 8 or 9 years.
Speak for yourself. 8 or 9 years?
Ago.
I thought you said it was straight through. Nigga just, oh, you done with
it. It was awesome.
Oh, so you just didn't.
That shit is gross to me, though. I don't like
it. You ain't look at it.
She like that shit.
Wait a minute. So, she don't like it felt awesome to you.
Really good.
She felt dirty. Though.
But you never did it again.
Nope.
Wow.
That's the shit I want.
I don't. Ass play is too close to
homosexuality.
Yeah. And so, and
so at that point, do you call that ass discipline?
AD.
Yeah, this nigga is Mr. Dick Discipline. So is that ass discipline?
Because I just feel like, and then if you like,
I just have
a strong like feeling that if you
eat ass,
fuck a bitch in her ass, like ain't nobody asshole different. Like a bitch ain't got a different asshole from a nigga. Everybody got the same asshole. You will fuck a bitch in her ass. You will fuck a dick in his ass. And I can't fuck
around. I don't believe
that. I do.
It's different assholes.
Let me tell you something. I don't want it.
I feel you. We all got
our. I mean, yeah, I feel you.
Ass play where
it's some shit that felt good to me. Dog, like, look, I don't want that to happen.
Look,
you're lying.
It's something I'm like, hey, bitch, I'm gonna bust your damn head.
I know niggas who love getting that good stuff.
I ain't with that shit. It felt awesome. I'm like, I can't feel that shit.
I can't feel like that.
Shook. You know, that cold chill.
Listen to the logic. You will eat an ass, but she can't suck your lip.
And that's crazy.
And that order.
You will put your tongue in a bitch ass. Straight from the club.
I ain't say all that now. Straight from the club. That ass gotta be out the shower.
Oh my God.
We already talked about this. That ass can't be coming from work, from the club. It can't come out of patch.
Like, it's not no shit I will ask for.
But
niggas
is so into
them,
they don't do it. Like,
oh, they lead off with that shit.
No.
I don't know about leading off with no ass. I'm going to question you if you niggas start at the gate.
I'm going to question
niggas in your inbox with that.
Head at the gate.
Oh.
He a wild ass.
They offering head only at the gate.
You these a wild days. Boy.
I told you niggas be buying bitches for
oh,
head.
Oh, yeah. You want a video
just
chat?
Let me eat $500. Just let me eat your pussy.
What?
I'm telling you.
Let me eat your yeah,
well,
yeah,
come
let me
in your inbox.
Let me
can I just
face.
Give you head?
Them niggas is
and it'd be hard to tell something. It'd be hard to turn that head down, baby. Because listen, man. Head is head, though. Real.
I had a nigga.
It's too much generalities with you. You talking about head is head.
I had a nigga. We went on.
Ass is ass. Stay away from my ass, though. Real.
We hadn't even been on a date yet. This was this nigga first time. He just was like leaving. He was like a security guard at a club or something. So he stopped by to see me. And this nigga was trying to give up the sit. Like, we ain't even First of all,
let me hear do it to anybody.
I found out he had like the yuck mouth, like he had a couple of teeth that was like had some black spots and shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he gonna get your pussy cavities?
So he was missing teeth.
But like, sir, we ain't even been out. Like, you haven't took me to dinner and a movie. Like, can you at least take me on a date first?
That's like the ultimate compliment.
Now I'm gonna be honest with you, bro.
Because my thing is, if you will offer to eat my pussy the first time you come up at my house, how many other bitches you put your mouth?
Everybody.
Like,
because
my thing is, like, I don't want to sound hypocritical. Like, I don't care about a nigga number, but just don't be out here being reckless.
Now, that mouth, that head, that alcohol, like, the bitches you fuck, but putting your mouth on everybody.
Yeah, like, we don't pay attention to niggas' number, but just don't be out here being reckless.
So, you wanna eat on everybody?
That's probably the only way.
Because not everybody deserves that.
Yeah, that's probably the only way to get a bitch to come.
And that's pathetic. But let me tell you something. I have two kids. I had both of my kids by the time I was 19. I didn't get my first real orgasm until I was almost 23 years old. Niggas cannot, son. I had never.
No.
Until I was 23 years old.
You show face.
Oh.
I know somebody that called my legs in it. What the fuck?
You provided it for him?
You just getting ready.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Or they just fucking until.
Oh, you
said
you was young,
you
know, dudes back then, at their age, don't know.
But
nothing.
Some of these dudes was
older. Well, you know, some of them niggas really never experienced
that. Why y'all be fucking them grown ass niggas while y'all in high school? That shit don't nothing piss me off.
It's sensitive. He got some trauma behind it.
I wasn't fucking older niggas. I didn't
stop
fucking older niggas till I was older.
Niggas pulling up at Expeditions and shit.
Hey,
I'm calling that
girl. That lady might be listening to this podcast.
She over there.
Nice car, you know, he pulled up and shit. You walking home, this nigga drive. So yeah, they're gonna go that nigga right
there. Nigga bumping R. Kelly like a mother.
Both of y'all walk, you trying to hold her hand. He got a cop.
He pulled up, hey, get in.
And yeah. Me back in the day, I'm getting in the car with that grown ass nigga.
Nigga bumping keep sweating shit.
Yeah, I was in high school.
So ready.
I was a junior in high school and my boyfriend was in college. So like that was
You said you was in junior high school?
I was a junior in
high school. Oh, I finna say all this nigga.
Mine was too.
And my boyfriend was college.
Oh, mine was too. I was finna say junior high school.
I don't know.
You was grown in a motherfucker. I would have told on you.
My boyfriend used to come check me out.
That ain't her daddy. That's her.
Damn.
Oh, God. Damn. What school you was at?
I was a junior, yeah.
Come on.
What school
you
was at?
That was okay with this?
I mean, he was white.
Oh,
white privilege.
Oh, so you like white
what niggas. School was you at?
What was she with? Why is a white nigga?
She was
a wigger.
Explain. Listen, okay. So Corey I just started. The only black person that I dated back there, because where I went, there was like 8 black people. Most of
the world. He was a California.
And so it was a black dude. He
all
came.
The niggas was
he came from Philadelphia. Actually, his name was Khalil.
Meek Mill.
Like, oh,
Khalil.
I was like, and that was cute to you? What? That's the same nigga who had the peanut dick.
That's not
like
he's
peanut.
White.
He was white.
Oh, he was
white.
He was black.
Okay. I was like, I didn't really.
But
there wasn't
right,
a lot
shout
of.
Shout out
Khalil.
I hope you're watching your dick now.
I hope he is super good. God. His name was black. And I didn't see a lot of black people. So,
yeah,
yes.
Fuck with the skin.
I was like, I want him because he's black. I'm black. Let's make
it. Black babies.
Just say, let's make it.
Any
nigger magic. Let's make magic.
I didn't know. I mean,
so okay, go back. So you found out he got his dick smacked.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
God. I had to let him
go. Only black nigga you?
Mm-hmm. Only black nigga.
Mm-hmm. And you went back to white niggas.
Did you think that was a nigger thing at the moment?
White niggas.
So is your
now,
kid's
I came
white?
To.
I'm kid, good with y'all.
My kid's
bro.
Father is mixed, but he goes.
It's the Asian nigga, huh?
Fuck no, dude. Oh. No, he's married right now. I have been married to one of my friends, actually.
What? Wait a minute. Girl, your life is too interesting. God damn. Oh, it was nothing. Jeez.
Honestly, true, I shouldn't have been fucking his ass anyway.
But I don't give a fuck, bitch. I wish the fuck you would. I'm going to kick your ass.
Since that was your first Negroid fucking with.
Negroid?
Did you, a Negroid.
All right, go ahead, G.
Did you feel like the peanut butter shit was just a stereotype for niggas? Did you
think of course niggas? Not. No, okay, I just thought he was disgusting.
Dick smell
because
like,
when I came to, every time I would come visit the summer in Louisiana, I used to love coming here. I love a nigga with a country accent. I fell in love with a different nigga every summer. I would talk to him on the phone all year.
Yeah,
if you ain't like the peanut dick, you definitely would like them stankin' ass country boys walking around this bitch wrestling with hogs.
No, because I done had a few country niggas, and they smelled delightful.
I love, and ever since I moved here permanently,
and country niggas have big cucumber squash dicks.
Okay, ever since I started
What's a real nigga? I'm sick of y'all today. Like, what the fuck y'all got going on?
Louisiana niggas are different from Cali niggas. Let me tell you. I started fucking with a Louisiana guy. I moved back home. Them niggas not even real niggas to me. I even hate the way they say nigga. They just...
Nigger.
They're just like, you know, what? Like, they're just...
What's up, my nigger?
I like a nigga. Like a country...
That child country nigga, parents. That country nigga almost paralyzed her with that dick in his
one. This one fucked me up every time because every time we ask him out of building, nigga, it'd be completely different.
Every time?
Oh, it do?
Completely different.
Oh, and I like, I want to be with a...
KT
is
a husband,
what to
say?
Hell no.
I want a nigga with
some... Yeah, she hugs one.
With some hood on him. Like, I just
like healthy feel.
No.
Huh? Healthy
don't
feel.
Scare the fuck out of
me. Nigga, choke you.
I just I don't want a nigga.
That ain't healthy, nigga.
Up.
What
nah,
the
I
fuck?
Need my nigga with a little
shut
nerd
your motherfucking
that
ass.
That too, but I want you to have
a little. I need you to be a little.
You know, yeah, like, I want it to be in you. Like, you know how to turn it on and turn it off.
You remember when the Reds take that bitch on their president? That's what they want.
Some nigga come at you wrong, he gonna step up.
That's what I'm saying. But he can also go to a work event.
So he can't choke.
You know what I'm saying?
He can switch it up.
I just
want
up.
And I need you to be able to turn around and look at me like,
again.
Shit,
who the fuck
shit,
you think you're talking to? Yeah, like
I
that.
I would never date outside my race again.
Like Lorenz Tate on Day of Presidents when he choked
his girl? Not anymore. That's all I used to date. And then,
oh, yeah, I get that.
Now that I honestly, I get approached by more white people than I do, honestly, black people.
I had one white nigga holler. I had one white dude holler at me. And he made money and everything. Like, I was cashing this nigga checks at Walmart every 2 weeks. He had some money. That nigga told me he was from Mississippi. I said,
mm-mm.
White dude?
Yes.
You had to get out.
I said, first of all, you're
going
to take me home to your parents, and then I may not make it back home.
Goddamn.
Second of all, he was trying to fuck, like, after talking to me for 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and then they love. Then they want to be with you.
Fucking love you.
And like he was a pipeline, so I'm guessing because he had money, he expect like instant pussy. No, that ain't how that work.
All
right, you gonna find you one of these money hungry bitches for that shit.
So he gonna help you out. He got money. He gonna build your credit up.
But you don't get instant pussy. I don't give a fuck if I do work at Walmart, nigga.
The fuck, butterfly. I'm trying to fuck. God damn it.
He didn't even sound like that.
He sound like Paul Wall.
He said, "Yeah, a little bit."
I don't know. It's too much shit going on now for me to be fucking
with.
People are coming up. I'm honestly scared. Like now, and the crazy part is like I grew up around white. My neighbors are white.
Yeah, like going to school,
And it's like when I moved here, I never really experienced racism until I moved here.
I mean, I can't say that I would dismiss a white person trying to holler at me. I will say,
I'll entertain you, but I will.
The older I have become, I don't know if a white guy would understand some of the shit that I do.
They don't. And it's sad. One of my best friends is white.
Like, if you come in my living room, you're going to be smelling sandalwood and patchouli and shit. Damn. And, like, you may see me meditating in the morning. You may see me burn the sage, burn the candles. Like, I need a nigga who gonna understand it.
Burn the sage because scares me.
You gonna see grease and hot combs in the bathroom. I sleep with a bonnet. You know what I'm saying? Like, is that okay with you? Like, you know.
They're not used to
that. But the thing is, they don't care.
That nigga scared you to take your hair off.
They truly don't care.
What the fuck? Put your hair back on. White people
love locks. They don't care.
Oh my God. White people love locks. They're like, oh.
And then now with social media and everything so else, like,
you got a durag on over this whole fucking time.
I just feel like that's a white person to do for me. I like a black man. I'm gonna be with a black
it
man.
It ain't
I'm
nothing going, like an old
look. Hell yeah. Take all that trauma.
It ain't nothing like a black
take
man.
Take all that trauma. Wow. You come with that trauma.
I want a black man.
What's the next topic? Hold on. I heard her. I'm trying to go past that.
Hold on,
God, she
no.
You got wet, like God.
No,
damn.
She want a smutty.
She said a smut black ass.
I know.
It was how she stopped too. Like
that's this black said, ass nigga.
God saying, damn.
One, and then right. If you match one from head to toe like that,
we got
yes.
One you match. Shoes
your dick.
Oh shit, we got her. One, two,
right, I'm stop asking.
Three, questions. No, one, two, three, four. Four. All right, two through four.
One, two, three, four.
Two through four.
Two through four.
Pick a number.
Pick a number.
It's only
three.
All
right,
so we got, what do women want from you?
Reassurance, honesty.
Yeah. Security.
Just for man, period, or your
no,
man?
No, this is.
I was just, hey, can I get so clarification on this motherfucker? God damn.
Honesty. In my case, acceptance. Because, I mean, I'm a wild girl.
Security. Romance.
Stop. Let it be. Let it just let them go.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be like a knight in shining armor. You coming riding up on a horse and shit. Like, continue even after you've gotten me. Continue to act like
date me.
You still have to keep me. You know what I'm saying? Don't get comfortable. Because just like I'm going to do what I got to do to make sure you stick around and you ain't cheating, you got to do the same thing.
Facts. Because it's niggas every single day.
Like, you become comfortable around a person, but not too comfortable.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
and security, I don't know if you're meaning just financial, but I'm not meaning that. Security means, like, when I'm with you, I feel like home. It feels like
exactly. I'm not meaning financially at all. Okay. I'm meaning, like, security in this relationship.
Right, like, there we go. Like, yeah, my spot is secure. Like, when you leave this crib, when you leave and you go to the strip club with your niggas.
But exactly, because my thing is,
make sure I'm not tripping because
I'm going to do everything that I need to do to make sure my spot is secure. Thanks. So, if you go out there doing some fuck shit, it's going to be because you was stupid and
that's
you just wanted to do some fuck
that's
shit.
That's what you
want
to do. It's not
it ain't
going to
be shit I did.
Okay. Not because I'm like,
because my thing is, we can communicate.
Jay.
Huh?
I just want you to let them finish, then you come in.
No, I want to understand the question. I thought it was your man or just man in general.
From their man. If you say men in general, how they gonna want that from men in general?
It's what they want from man in general.
Recognition that, like, I'm here and I'm doing what the fuck I'm supposed to do.
Appreciation,
that's what it is. Niggas act like the shit that you do yourself. Nigga, supposed no.
Supposed to?
I'm not your fucking wife, bro. I'm supposed not your wife. To? If I'm not your motherfucker, you so what you supposed to do then? You supposed to provide. Holy, you supposed to provide.
Brown, nigga.
You supposed to provide. To. On, I mean, I'm supposed to stay at home, cook, clean, and make babies.
Fuck that is my thing. Everything I do.
Is that 1930?
Everything I do. Everything I do is in a response to how I'm treated.
Oh, what the fuck?
Hell yeah. You treat me right. I've always said this to any person that I may even potentially get in a relationship with. You take care of me, I take care of you.
Hey, and that's
everything I do is in a response to how you treat me.
Why I gotta be on
reciprocation.
Him first?
I reciprocate.
Why what?
Energy.
Why I gotta be on him first?
I reciprocate everything.
No, it's not on him first. It's on both of us.
I agree, but you know
how you.
It's on both of us. My thing is, if I'm not taking care of you and you turn into an ain't shit ass nigga, you got every right to turn into an ain't shit ass nigga because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do and I'm not holding up my end of the bargain.
Right.
So you have every right to go out there and be an ain't shit ass nigga.
Can I piggyback a question off of this question?
What?
For you, Savage. Oh, shit.
Off the top fucking time.
Let me grab my goddamn drink.
Okay, what do you feel? And these are not married. Are you married? No, okay.
Almost.
Okay, are you married? Okay.
Almost.
What? Okay. You guys aren't married yet, though. What do you expect? From your girlfriend.
Good question.
Gunshot rewind.
Good question, T.
What do you expect from your girlfriend and not your fucking wife? Answer that for me.
Live,
live
in.
That was your question. That was your answer, too.
Live in, girlfriend.
Live in, girlfriend. What do you expect? Because guess what? At the end of the day, we're not married.
What's with me?
Damn.
Nigga, marry me then.
Off the
marry
fucking top ropes, nigga.
Clean. Wash my drawers. That's part of the cleaning. House will be clean.
And that comes from a girlfriend? Yeah, so you don't feel like she probably just doing that out of kindness? Because at the end of the day, nigga, I truly feel like...
You think it's kindness?
So why I feel like that's very kind. Wash your own clothes.
I can do that.
Okay, do you pay out a bill?
Majority. Like 95%. The 5% is just her.
Look, she's like, whoa, wait, okay. All okay, right, okay. Right. Okay. I'm okay. Like, okay.
Now, let's tweak it a little bit.
We're trying to kick out. I'm finna hit the 1, 2, 3 a little bit.
I'm gonna tweak it a little bit.
You kicked out there too.
Oh, so you do all
she this. She trying to kick out.
Oh, never mind.
It's a special.
Okay. Oh, but what's your name?
Kyle.
Okay.
Hi. Ho.
This question is no longer for him.
He
because we in the same boat.
Nah, fuck that.
Pretty much.
I had to tell her mom that today. I'm like, I pay all this. Like, you just guess. I'm like, guess what? This paying all this?
Are
this
you
like
a mama
know. I'm like, I pay this.
Oh, yeah, she supposed to do it all. Then she supposed to pop that.
Pop that.
She's like, real nigga.
Okay, well, see y'all.
Cause nigga.
Cause my thing is this.
It's niggas out here that's not doing that.
They not. They not.
So basically, you don't pay all the bills. I agree with you though. It should be just.
My thing is this. No. If you do all that, if you do all that,
that doesn't mean that. But if you do,
make sure that you are.
She don't need to be slipping.
Whatever you want, just saying. You do all, you take care of me like that.
I need to do that.
It's whatever you want. But the thing is, I ain't never been, well, in about 8 years, I ain't never been taken care of like this. So I feel like, shame. I'm going to do what the fuck I want. Like, period.
Like, she knows
the that. Things I do is out of, that's just what I feel like I'm selfish.
If she needs anything or something needs to go on. Fix love, you come to me.
See, that's
you
different, ask though. Nobody. Not everybody. Everybody not coming man. Like that.
Yeah.
Especially this generation, everybody not coming like that.
Like, when I tell you, this being a single black female out here, we not running into niggas like that.
No. And if we are, they want full control of everything.
Yes.
How you dress.
Like, niggas, yes.
Where you go.
Randy has literally, like, showed me something like, you
got
that picture?
Yeah, so
I had a nigga like that.
But I'm gonna go to my friend's house.
Like, all right, cool. He won't be yes, that's it's like an Amish lady.
Fuck with
real
you.
Life.
And be at home at 5 p.m. That's not me, baby.
I'm talking about it's niggas out here. It's niggas out here who, if they pay 95% of the bills,
I'm not finna,
they want control of everything.
So if me and my homies go out, and you know what I'm saying? She's not gonna give me no time limit. She ain't gonna say you gotta be at house at this time. So I gotta give you that same courtesy, right?
Right.
If you go out with your friend, I'm not finna be hit. What I expect is if two, if
she pay bills,
who
you talking about?
It's in general.
This is in general. This is not your specific situation.
All right, so me specifically, if Keisha wants to work, she can work. Mm. She doesn't have to. That's her choice.
I need me a nigga like this.
That's her choice.
I need a Wale like, nigga. Go on work for what you need, but I'm gonna give you what you want.
Okay. Like, her, big
my
God.
If she hit me up now and say I'm finna quit, oh, all right, you know what I'm saying? That's but weird. I got the ability to do that. But like I said, weird. As far as that, that's common courtesy. That's how.
Let me
I
say something.
And that's why we so hard now. That's why I'm a hard about it because
you've been getting out the mud all your life.
Well, fuck niggas.
Ever since, and I don't know how to. Be soft for you. Now you want me to be soft. You want me to land.
Remember what we were talking about? Independent.
Yeah. I literally said that to you,
my nigga.
Now, like, we got somebody who will blow your mind. Dig this one.
I ain't saying shit.
Yeah. Give it up for dig this one right here.
Right. Oh no.
Give it up for dig this one.
Now, come on. How you be mindful of these hoes? Let's go.
Oh my god.
Well, I was sitting here quiet.
I'm trying to see who I can compare.
Do not quiet him.
Maybe I was gonna be nervous.
This nigga is fucking.
Like, what? Come on. This one ain't asking to eat your pussy first. He wanna talk to you.
Yes.
He wanna see what your mind is first. You know what I'm saying? He wanna keep
you. He wants to know what makes you tick.
Wait, you said ask him to eat my.
He ain't gonna ask to eat your pussy first.
Oh, no. I thought you told me.
Let Jay talk for
himself.
Oh, no. What the fuck?
I was gonna say, what?
Jay, talk for yourself.
He won't talk about your childhood.
Represent your trauma. What value do you bring to your friends? What makes you the way that you are?
You wanna know what makes me the way that I am?
Yes.
You know, don't
he
want to
know what your mind.
But then, when he turn you on with all this bullshit and you ready to fuck, then he gonna say no.
After he lick your brain for eight days.
He's going to lick your mental coochie, but then not lick your physical one.
In my defense, I know such thing as a mental coochie.
And so. Yes, the fuck it is.
I know.
Tell her how you want to get the value out of it, G. Preach on it, fam.
I like building with you.
There he go.
That's it. I like building with
you. There he go.
I don't give a fuck if I'm paying 95% of the bill, you paying 50%. If we building towards something, we building towards something.
My thing is he wants to build with people. And but then, when them hormones build up, he don't want to do nothing about it. Now, see, that's where the problem comes in.
No, that's not
that.
That's where the problem comes in. Because after a while, nigga, after you done made all this love to my mind.
I want to bust it.
Thank you. After he done made all this love to your mind, and now your pussy all wet, he going to leave you.
So when do you want to fuck?
Oh, man.
When I trust you.
G, think about like.
What you mean? Trust me.
Think about a woman.
Think
about what these women have been saying. G, it's niggas inboxing them, and their first thing they talking about is sick, right?
Right.
So now she.
I ain't inboxing them.
All right, but so check this out. You done approached her. You done got her number. You done talked to her for days and weeks upon time, and you ain't mentioned sex one time.
That is eternal. So when that time, when that time comes.
And to
we're
about
talking for 3 months,
just,
and the sex is trash. I'm gonna be upset.
You should. It didn't happen to me.
They were upset.
No, I was upset. Pussy wasn't hitting on nothing.
So now you just ain't fucking bitches now.
No, truth being told, I just got out of a long relationship.
Okay.
So that's why I ain't trusting no bitch. I don't want to pull them into no situation. They pull up on you, punch on.
That is the complete
but
opposite.
But see, my
of me,
thing
right?
is okay.
You get
so
out of
the
relationship,
is,
the first thing you're going to do is
with
go to
that
a fuck
being
thing.
Said, say that from the beginning.
He not going
to. And quit making love to these bitches now.
The woman that y'all talking about, I said that from the beginning. That's the only reason we got the conversation in the first
Stop
place.
Stop making love to these
brain.
Bitches mine. Because most Slow niggas too. Who are capable this of that brain. Know what the fuck they be doing.
What am I doing?
Hold on.
You motherfucking these
Thank you. And then he
like,
not
I'm trying to fuck and you just going the opposite way. Like, oh, I didn't know about this. He ain't trying to fuck
Her mind me. Wandering now, G. So you didn't talk to her, you didn't did all
Like
this.
You may
you
even possibly.
And she don't know who you fucking now.
You may possibly create an insecurity in her as well. Because she may think, what's wrong with me?
Yeah, that's true.
You are
because crazy. You sat here and because let me tell you, when you don't fuck a bitch at first, it gives her a sense of value within herself.
What?
It does. It does. Because it's like, oh.
You can't fuck the first night?
He really like. No, I'm saying when you first don't. Night. When you don't attempt to fuck, like, right away, it gives us a sense of like, wow, he really likes me.
Real,
he
I really wants like to, you trying to fuck you.
He
For
wants
real?
To get to know me.
No,
I'm
going to get to, I'm gonna get to know you as we go.
You lust
no, me. Yeah. See, that's different. But, like, him... In my mind, I'm gonna be like, oh, this nigga like me. Like, he wants to get to know me before he actually is physically intimate with me. Mm. So that's gonna put my mind in a different state. Like, I'm going to feel like our relationship is moving, you know, over here towards you something more serious.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But that's so crazy because how he explained to me is, I'm with you on it. I'm with you on it. Right? So how he explained to me is why is that not normal? Me being able just to talk to you.
Because it's not. Because it's not.
Because sex is out front, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is. Why is that not normal?
5 minutes conversation.
Is that okay for you, sir?
Don't send me a dick pic.
Oh my God. Unsolicited dick
pic. I fucks with you.
You gotta know what you're dealing with.
No.
And I completely.
Half of it probably is trauma shit. Like trauma and trigger.
And I completely get where you're coming from. But because of the society.
That's.
That we live in.
95% of the battle there.
Yeah. That's society. How the women is out here thinking.
Social media.
For real life.
Like, social media.
I'm going to wait till I get to one that ain't thinking like that. See what we can be.
Good luck, my guy.
Right.
Good luck.
Christian me.
them the bitches that busted open first. Right.
How you know, G?
They throw it every time. Bro, every time I was still at a church, I was using pussy as soon as I got down.
At church?
At church. In church. In catch church. You at the water fountain.
Where's one?
Hey. You know the anointing was
you
on
you.
You
Sunday, boy.
Her name is Throw That Ass in a Halo 69.
Throw That Ass in a Halo. Wow.
Question number, what was it? Two, three.
We got two and four left. She wants to three.
What number? Two or four?
Four.
Can a relationship go back to normal?
After cheating.
After cheating.
Nope.
How you feel that question?
I mean, the way he read it.
Yeah.
No. You said no?
I said no.
Okay. You?
And not necessarily mean that it goes back to a bad place, but
trust. I'm not going to
say. You can't take an action back.
I can't say it goes back to normal. It can't go back to the way it was before.
Right.
No.
Okay.
Will I ever have full trust? No, but can we move past it?
It's number two.
Because I've been the cheater. And I've been the cheater and I've been very remorseful for what I've done. And I wanted to be with my nigga and I wanted, you know what I'm saying? But did I expect him to fully trust me? No. Did I expect him to try to? Yes.
Relationship over. Okay,
so
over.
Cal, what were you saying before you said? What's classified as cheating?
Right, it's levels to cheating, right?
Levels.
Yeah.
As far as people, it depends on the person, right? Because you have some women that'll say, "Oh, you take somebody that's cheating." You have some women that'll say, "If you're doing this behind my back, or you gotta hide something, that's cheating."
Is.
Right. So it's levels to with everybody. So you
my
know,
thing is, if it's a secret, if you can't tell me, it's cheating.
Exactly. So like, I mean, everybody got different levels.
I married a person after being unfaithful. And that was
after you was unfaithful.
Yeah, after I was unfaithful, and it was awful because here I am going through a marriage, feeling like we've made it past this, and I'm wondering why you're treating me like this and why your attitude is the way it is. I'm still paying for this and don't even know that I'm still paying for this.
Men can't handle it the way that we can.
That's it.
I feel like women can.
And like, I didn't even give him a reason to feel like I was cheating again. Like after that, like after we made it past that and like we had the conversation of why I cheated. Now, not to get things twisted, we had a conversation of why I wasn't happy before I cheated. So I gave you some time to fix your shit and you didn't. But yeah, like
you cheat for love, or you just cheat for fun.
No fuck.
Some women cheat for love, like
women cheat. What we say, women cheat up.
Yeah, the upgrade.
No, women cheat up.
Nigga, if you find
and I feel like women cheat as a reaction and a response of.
Men don't cheat for reaction and response.
No, y'all cheat because y'all can't. Motherfucking
y'all cheat because a bitch ass.
Really? That's how y'all feel. It's all men.
That's why they feel.
I feel like men, honestly and truly, I feel like us as human beings are not even built, designed to be monogamous creatures. So I feel like us being in these committed relationships are already going against the grain anyways. But
I mean, I don't. I don't believe that.
Yeah, go on past that.
That thought where they said niggas, because it's not always the case.
Y'all just be lusting on a bitch.
You don't think?
No, that ain't okay. True.
You don't this think is what I feel like.
Missing something?
I yeah. feel like when people,
these bitches did.
You know why they gotta hold on to that thought?
I feel like as long as people admit that each other is human, and once we get in a relationship, we're not blind, we're not deaf, we're not dumb, then things work out so much better. Why am I going to be mad at you for 2 or 3 days because you look at another bitch?
That's stupid.
She got a big booty. You're a man. I expect you to look at that hoe,
but I expect you to look at that hoe and keep it pushing. You niggas don't know how to look at that hoe and keep it pushing.
I can look
at a nigga and be like, ooh.
That's y'all problem with y'all.
But I'm going to go home and fuck on my nigga.
We not fucking equal.
But why though?
We ain't got the same fucking shit y'all got.
Tell me why.
It has nothing to do with being equal.
What you mean?
Mr. Dick Discipline.
Let him elaborate. I want to see where he's going.
I was about to say, please.
Women have that. Women can look at shit. Well, we just talked about the difference in women and men cheating, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all said we lustful. We more natural than y'all anyway. We more carnal natured than y'all anyway, right or wrong?
Animals.
Lies.
We more. Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
It's lies.
I don't know.
I would think lies.
So y'all, how
can you say that a woman is not natural?
I didn't say that. I said we're more natural.
I wouldn't say that.
I think we more caught up in natural and nature than women.
What do you mean by that?
We go look at some shit if we like it. We ain't just finna bounce our eyes like women do.
Niggas think what they do.
Facts. Lust.
That's what he's getting at.
That don't mean y'all more natural.
That means you guys.
That means y'all are less disciplined.
Exactly. That means y'all can't think past fucking go.
Less disciplined.
Yes.
You can't think past go, can't see past.
That ain't got nothing to do with nature.
I think
it
do. Because my thing is, if you got
we more prime
a motherfucker that's taking care of her business at home,
untrained.
That's fucking you right, that's feeding you, that's doing everything, you gonna glance. You gonna be like,
that's a problem.
Damn that bitch. I don't give a fuck about you glancing. But my thing is, I need you to look, be like, damn pushing. That bitch fine. But she not doing what Mariah doing.
Oh, I gotta say that too.
Keep your ass walk. No, in your head.
Oh, in your head.
They think we looking that fucking long to think all that. We ain't doing that shit.
Like, in your head?
No, that's too much. We ain't doing that shit.
Like, niggas don't think about the consequences until consequences happen. Most times.
So what's the consequence? You getting jealous because I'm looking at a fat ass?
No, you lose your relationship.
Jealous, though?
I'm just asking. You lose your relationship for looking at ass?
I don't mind jealousy because, like, people appreciate a little bit of jealousy. Like, I want to feel like you a fucking nigga or stepping. Not do it all the time, but you know what I'm saying? I like a nigga that's long, you know. Sam. Don't be too comfortable with, like, he can have your motherfucking ass. Like, don't be like that.
Don't do that.
That's me. I'm gonna play with you all the time, you know what I'm saying? Come get me.
This motherfucking savage, bro. Watch your mouth. Off the top ropes in this
I've done that before. You know, wife at the time, dude was messing with her at the pool. We went to the stores. Like, that's the nigga right there. I thought, that's him? Walked over to him and said, hey, don't leave her alone. I'm going to beat the fuck out of you. There's another nigga right there. Hey, man. I said, I'll beat your ass too. I'm going to whoop your ass right now.
Cold blood.
Go back the next day. I said, he messing with you? Nah. He don't even come up there anymore.
Okay. Oh, my God. Sure. That'll get you
just
some old
sure.
filthy
sick. I like that. I like that. Let that nigga know, babe.
He was disrespecting that stuff. Yeah, no, I'm trying to be cool with, like, okay, he just, you know, you just talking to you. But every day,
it's the masculine energy.
Y'all like crazy.
No. I just want you to know. I want to see in you that.
I don't want you to be crazy, but I need
crazy,
I need you to be prepared to defend my honor.
That shit come with craziness.
No.
I don't know why y'all just be separating shit.
No.
So you be.
You don't have to be crazy to defend a bitch honor.
That's what I'm saying. That. Okay. So you crazy because you defend a bitch honor? You.
That shit come with craziness.
No, it's not.
It come with that. Ain't no other man finna respect you protecting your shit by coming up to, hey brother, listen. This is my wife. As soon as you turn around, smack her ass. You gotta have some crazy with you on some shit like that.
Please don't talk to her.
Nigga, I will fuck you up and smack your baby right here. You say anything.
My name's Kyle, and I don't want you to speak to her ever again.
I don't know. Well, I guess I can agree with that.
But then,
I can agree a little bit with that.
But then
I can agree a little bit.
We gotta
that.
Be.
I ain't gonna lie.
Motherfucking sheeps when you turn around, y'all disrespecting us. Mm. That nigga too crazy. He too. Nah, this is what you liked when I did it to that nigga. But you think you can just disrespect me? Look, I seen bitches exactly. When I told you before. Remember the movie Dead Presidents? Mm-hmm. When she was all up behind the nigga, he crazy. I already got PTSD. Mm-hmm. Lorraine State. I seen the bitch get wet looking at that. He choked himself. Duwana, I'll kill your ass, Duwana. She,
yeah, no,
choke me like that.
That bitch, look at that.
You probably did it, though.
And got cussed the fuck out. Stop playing. What? All right, never mind. I was just playing. That was the movie. I seen that shit. But like that it, shit don't get separated. I think that's what we do with each other too much as in this community and with these generals. We try to like certain shit and then want to separate it when it comes to get turned back around on us. And that's not how life works.
I feel that.
That's not how life works.
Again, y'all like y'all crazy. Y'all know the fuck y'all mean.
I knew this nigga.
Finally, somebody said
it. I was waiting on it.
You should have said that shit last week.
I need you to have like a little teaspoon of crazy.
Just a little.
Just have a little teaspoon of crazy that you pull out when needed.
Think about all the shit.
When that shit get baked in the cake.
And y'all describe of a nigga. That's a lot. That's a lot for a nigga.
It's a lot.
And then
it's a lot on paper, but when it's just that nigga.
On paper?
Have you met that nigga yet? You know what I'm saying? It's a lot, period. That niggas ain't out here like that. Now, you can build that with a nigga. Know how you build that? With a foundation of communication and right communication.
All right, you know what I'm saying? Jay wants you to lick the bitch brain first.
I'm not licking the bitch brain.
Lick the bitch brain first. And he
but see, you know what it is? We had conversations like this, and that's considered licking a bitch brain because she never had these conversations with her father, exactly. No nigga in her family.
Nobody's
going to be like, what the fuck? What am I doing to you?
That shit is not coming.
I'm having a real conversation with you.
That shit is not coming.
I was on a date with a female Saturday.
You about to say a bitch.
Because I told her about the podcast. She's going to be listening.
Okay, cool.
But I went on a date. I can't even. I said that.
Miss Ma'am.
Okay. So she's in college. She's a cool chick.
Also, she's smart. You got smart.
That don't mean shit. I know a lot of dumb motherfuckers.
I know a lot of dumb bitches in college.
Her conversation. I digress. You can tell she's very intellectually gifted. She
okay.
Hey, his voice got soft.
I can tell she's very.
Put your Tony Blake on, boy.
I'm just shut the fuck up.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Don't read that soft ass voice back to this mic.
She cool. But her conversation is everything like materialistic and like fleshly type shit. Like everything that gratification. That's all she wants to talk about. No, not even that. It's just like very, I don't want to say narcissistic, but it's like very me, what I want. I'm doing this for this. I'm doing this. Nothing is connected to a bigger picture. I'm a bigger picture type nigga.
She's spoiled.
Right? Like, I'm always thinking about...
You gotta give her some time to grow, though.
Yeah. That ain't my business.
That ain't your business.
Nah, time to grow.
It's about to be your business if you invest into this.
Whoa. Invest in my business? We going these big-ass words.
Oh, wow.
I'm just enjoying your company right now. This is the first fucking date.
It's my fucking...
How the fuck is that my fucking... Me telling you what I'm really doing? That's my fucking. I ain't trying to invest in you. I'm trying to have fun with you right now. We kicking it. We enjoy each other's company. I got to invest with the bitch the second date.
Listen to me, G. You're going too deep with her. Right?
Too deep.
Right.
Too deep with
her. What the fuck did I do?
You just talking to her. As far as you as a person. You see what I'm saying? You're going too deep with her. So as far as dates, we might go on a date and we're going to talk about something, you know, we might like, we're going to laugh, joke.
Little small talk.
You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
That's what we did.
The type of conversations that you don't have normal.
Them conversations you having.
What the fuck? Why y'all saying this?
Listen to me. The conversations you having.
You don't have normal conversations with bitches. That's I'm talking about what you talking to us, nigga. Like,
you sitting up with your chick at 2 a.m. talking to her about that type of shit, watching do-it-yourself shows or some shit on TV. Like, that's the type of conversation you having with your chick.
I don't have that with females I ain't invested in, bro. Am I lying?
I'm trying
to. I don't talk to bitches. All
right, man.
Hey, y'all just putting that on me because I'm open myself up to y'all. Like, I feel like I do that to everybody.
Don't go down.
I'm really an introvert.
Don't go down.
I'm just letting you know, G.
Don't let him do that.
That's not me, but that's what I'm trying to do.
You touching the motherfucker on a mental level, and you ain't touching her at all?
Yeah.
No, I keep going back to that shit. I'm not
because my thing
that's
is...
The that's the key.
Especially...
I'm dying on this hill. Oh,
especially when you meet a bitch that is intellectually sound, and she's going to offer you more than just physical. She's more than just titties and ass. She's more than a face. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, when a woman offers, you know, more than that, like, when you have a conversation with a female like that, like, any type of intimacy, sexuality, flirting, anything, it's going to be on a mental level with her. It's not going to be just physical.
Like, y'all don't...
Somebody, right?
I know we say that men don't know how to talk to women, but y'all don't know how to talk to us at all. Like, y'all should just...
So what the fuck we supposed to say? Man, you saw that game the other day? The fuck?
No. I know nothing of the game.
No, fuck the game. We ain't got to talk about the game.
So, okay. So this leads me to another question. So what do y'all want women to talk to y'all about?
I might be different. Go ahead.
Like, no, don't be stupid. What do you want?
It's
like
Randy though. He from the
y'all
city.
Saying that we don't want like what do you want us to say to y'all?
Tell me about this chicken and butter rice, you know what I'm saying?
What she could do for you.
How
huh?
You salt, pepper the dick and shit.
He goes
that's the two man.
Moving on.
What she can do for you and how she can fuck you.
Moving on.
You're a very
You see how he pointed us out? Remember,
yeah, because y'all been pointing me out all fucking day, nigga. You want to talk about right. What she can do for you. You want to talk about how she going to fuck
listen,
you.
Being older, I want an open line of communication, right? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
I
don't
want
to say that shit ain't hard. These bitches out here throwing throat.
It's not hard. Yeah. Why it's not hard?
I feel like it's the hardest thing.
Bitches throwing dick sucking out like niggas throwing eating ass out.
Or...
I wouldn't know.
Am I...
You said it's not hard, so I'm trying to get the same level as you.
Texas, I mean, that is not a big deal to me.
But to some women, it is. Though, a lot.
Hey, you got the girl, bro.
I don't know why it's a big deal to
them. It's my last day on Facebook. You ain't coming back.
It's 9 times out of 10, I'm not fucking you if I'm not.
That's what I'm saying. That's
like
the
if I
want like the beginning of sex.
You see what I'm saying? Like I told you.
Foreplay has
that's together.
I told you that.
Foreplay has liquor. Foreplay has
head. Head is not hard to get.
So your woman cheat on you and she sucks your dick. She's in love.
No.
No.
See what I'm saying?
No.
Ain't nothing intimate no more, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Kissing is intimate.
Kissing is
sucking a nigga dick is not answering, but kissing
is. Let me tell you something. I felt like this since I was 16 years old.
It does not make sense.
It don't make sense when I can sit here and get fucked and never look at this nigga again.
How?
The world is lopsided like a motherfucker, I'm telling you.
Because I fuck you?
No.
Sucking the dick.
It's the equivalent to you putting your dick in a bitch.
Or you giving me head. Don't y'all...
That's but I never won't. Said that shit on Instagram. But you won't kiss her. Kiss a bitch.
You feel like head. You feel like
eat. So you'll fuck a bitch and I kiss her.
Yes.
No. Me? No.
It's the same thing.
I'm not fucking you and not kissing you.
It's not intimate to you. So why should head be up. Intimate to me?
Hey Randy,
because. Wait. That part. Oh, I'm about to say because we still both.
No. He said he ain't never fucked with a chick and never kissed.
And never. So you kissed everybody. That's.
I don't do that. I don't do that much fucking.
You talking about doing sex?
This is Mr. Dick.
Yeah. I don't. My thing is, I don't.
He not fucking kiss. Bitches like
that's
that.
That's not. Ah. No. This is not my thing.
Okay, so You got
I'm gonna kiss you if I like you.
You fuck somebody and you don't like them?
I fuck somebody like one night stand.
And I like them. You said you a kiss.
Yeah.
Is it because I don't know how to kiss, or is it just...
It's because kissing is intimate.
But dick sucking is not. Y'all see why I didn't kiss? This shit is lopsided to me, bro.
But see, all of that is together for me.
I'm not saying she
head
is.
Head me.
But I gotta trust you.
All of that is together for me. I'm not kissing you. I'm not sucking your dick. If I'm not sucking your dick, I'm not fucking you. All that is together.
I feel you. I ain't like that.
Kissing is deep.
Renata fucked me up.
Me kissing you.
Sucking dick is deep. You down there?
Sucking dick is deep as fuck.
You slobbing on this nigga?
Am I retarded or something?
This nigga toes curling and shit.
Am I fucking slow?
I love you.
Y'all just spent 30 minutes talking about stanky smelling my dick.
Why is he standing
because
I suck his dick?
You
love me because I sucked your dick? That's crazy.
You got niggas be like, man.
That's fucked up.
I'm doing your hair and everything. Yeah. I'm like, you love me.
Y'all just
suck a dick right now. And it's happened to me. And guess what? You do not love me, nigga. You just love what I do.
But he gonna take it. He gonna fall in love.
People say a lot of things that don't mean.
He see you talk to another nigga.
Get what? Now many people said they was gonna start eating healthy on January 1st. And they didn't. People say a lot of things that don't mean. People say a lot that don't mean, but so just because I'm eating the dick up good, and you say you love me, that don't mean shit. You eat that dick up good. I don't know, dick good. You gotta show me love. Somebody else, I'm pumping out some bushes. Like, who the fuck is this? I saw you at the mall. She sucked the bands. Who the hell is that nigga? I saw you at the mall with. Oh shit. Who's that nigga? See, that type of behavior scares me.
Stop sucking dick. Oh, yes, I'm eating the dick up there. Stop eating the dick. Some niggas get to it like that. You gotta jack it off and just spit on it. That's why you can't suck everybody's dick. That's why you can't just fuck anybody either. That's an intimate fucking act, bro. Honestly, you can't just fuck anybody either. That's an intimate fucking act. But put that shit on.
I truly just feel like me kissing, slobbering a nigga down, like I have. I've had one night stands. I
didn't
like the nigga.
And you ate the dick.
I just wanted to fuck.
Ate that dick.
Ate the dick.
That's why you
got to eat the dick. Yeah, I'm turning bitches to monsters. That's because I'm having a conversation.
She ain't turning niggas to monsters.
She's sucking their dick on her. Oh, I'm sucking them and fucking them and making them. Come on now. Shit got to be equal now.
You one of my niggas popping for your job?
Right. Right.
Wait a minute. No, but Jay, you just said a minute ago we wasn't equal. Make your mind.
I'm on Facebook.
That's what we fucking said.
Make your mind.
That's a double fucking standard,
man. Don't put me in.
Oh my god, you just wanted me out.
I ain't fucking with you right
that's
now.
That's telling
you. You've been on my ass all day. You fucked up.
I'm not doing that. You ate the pussy good. I'm not trying to. Pop up at your job.
That pussy feel different than dicks.
You never had to do eat your pussy.
You just
pop up at their crib.
I'm just saying,
you ain't never held a nigga head and came in his mouth. You know,
just, yeah.
And then popped up at the job.
But do I
mean look at him different?
But do that mean that I'm gonna start acting out? No, that don't mean you gotta play game.
But if you kiss a motherfucker,
you gotta play the game how it goes.
I feel sorry.
But if you kiss a motherfucker in the mouth,
the pussy ain't that good, girl. I feel sorry.
Apparently not, because I'm sorry. I'm not doing that over no dick.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that over no dick.
You haven't done no crazy shit.
I'm not.
I don't know the crazy shit, though.
The most I have done.
That shit wasn't based off sex, though. That shit was based off the other shit we had. The shit you telling
what
me.
What have you done?
Why are you crazy like this?
What have you done? That's crazy. We had people walk away. Kill somebody. Right,
we had petty thieves. We had manslaughter.
Manslaughter.
What you got going?
I've never killed
anybody. I attempted to kill somebody.
Yeah,
I pulled
murder.
Up with a hammer and shit. Like, you know.
A hammer.
Vehicle. I did because I asked you to come out.
So just because he didn't come out, you just said.
Nigga drop dick on her.
And it's not
big, it ain't got shit to do with the head.
All that has nothing to do with
that. That's the late nights we done laid in the bed and pillow talk.
After fucking.
After after fucking, not because of the fucking.
No, no, I say after fucking.
Because fucking, that don't mean shit to me, honestly.
But the, I was a judge, you got a whole hammer outside. Hey,
that ain't got shit.
Nigga, move.
Off the top rope, savage.
So you feel like that's because he fucking good?
You thinking just because y'all had late night?
It's been niggas that I'm fucking that I ain't seen them since. Did I go crazy? No. I can't push.
I don't I like just, this.
So you pushing P.
I have not ran into that dick. I hope so I never run into that dick.
No, I
didn't
ran into that dick though. I ain't gonna stunt. You know, but
I've had some wonderful dick, but the most I have ever done is a drive by. That's it. I'm driving by your house to make sure you at home like you said you would. That's the most I've ever done.
That's your level crazy.
That's the most I've ever done. I'm not vandalizing no property.
And you feel like that was the
I'm not finna try to run you over. I'm not finna try to fight you. I'm not doing none of that bullshit. No, I'm not scared of jail. My thing is, nigga, just like you know your dick is good, I know this pussy is good. That's and right, somebody else gonna win it.
Oh, wow.
You hear me?
She's a big pervert.
Period. I'm not doing that shit.
My thing is this. I have never asked.
And I don't even claim to have the best pussy in the world, alone. But my thing is, along with this alone. Pussy, it's going to be a bomb-ass personality and a bitch is going to take care of you. So.
It was the promises you made me. It was a nice you laid up with
not saying it's I ain't never been crazy over a nigga, but.
It's all that
you
shit.
You can get the
it's
fuck.
Not because you fuck me good. That's childish.
So you said all that.
You fall in love off of
oh, it's some it's some childish ass bitch.
Yes, indeed.
It's some childish ass bitch that do that over.
So go back to you bringing the helmet out. Said it was because what the laid up conversation
because
right?
Bitch you owe me a motherfucker ex come out I don't know what you trying what it's not because he fucked me good
I done fucked with a nigga for years and he ain't committed and shit like that but I'm not damaging your property I'm not risking jail time and it's not because I'm scared of jail or nothing like that nigga I have a business I'm not gonna fuck up money over you
you scared to lose the shit you built up
no I've been in love because let me tell you something
I've been in love too but I'm not gonna fuck up my money
my nigga Randy
I didn't think about
fuck up my money
because when you in the heat of the moment my nigga
I still getting paid
I done pulled up hot on a nigga got real
violent. Chavo Guerrero.
You feel me?
Because my thing is that I'm not putting my hand on no bitch.
Hold on, hey.
What's up?
A bitch.
You know what?
You feel like, okay, so.
Hold on.
If a nigga cheat on me with a bitch and I catch them together and you think I'm going to hit her for what? That don't owe me shit. That nigga owe me loyalty.
Hey, I'm
not that bitch, especially if she don't know me. Now, if she know me and she know what we got going on, then I'm going to beat that bitch up.
Yeah, that's
but
that's when you
if I don't know her, if it's a, but if it's a bitch that I don't know.
It's random. It's random. Every fucking time.
And I
every
pull up
time
and hop out on that nigga.
He really...
Every
girl,
time.
Every
time.
Baby girl, you might as well go on. No, what I'm beating up for.
Hold on,
cuz. If you speak this whole lies like you single, you don't fuck with nobody. I ain't never been brought up in nothing like that. Go home, baby. This is gonna get real violent.
But see, if the nigga
this
do that,
and this ain't even for you. This
if the nigga do
oh,
that,
oh no, I went to pick up my ex of mine.
Jesus.
He had a warrant and he ran a red light. I had the police call me and tell me to come get my car. And there was another bitch in the passenger seat. You know what I did? I took her home. One. Because she was young and she looked like she was scared to death when she saw me walk up.
Mm.
I could tell in her face she didn't know shit about me. And then she young. I'm not going to beat your ass. And you, the baby looked like she was fresh out of high school, possibly. I'm not going to beat your ass. Baby, go live your life. Go grow up.
I'm
going
to take you to your mama's house.
Go
I'm
grow up. Yes. Because I know you still live with your mama, bitch. I know you still live with your mama. I'm going to take you home. Now, if she a big, grown, strapping-ass woman, then, yeah, it's time to be betrayed. But she was a little young, baby.
What you gonna fight her for?
Go and on. Let me not that's think you know.
Because she in your car?
No, I didn't fight her.
It I'm saying a big bitch. If you said a big strapping bitch, you finna bang her up. What the fuck you fighting Michael Clark Duncan for, but wouldn't fight?
Well.
I am not taking those nigga home in my it, shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I mean,
no, but that's all. We gotta fight the nigga.
This is
a double stack. We gotta beat the nigga.
Y'all gonna look scared.
We got no. Nah, ain't about looking scared.
You
see what I'm saying? Nah, look. You see what I'm saying? You grab her ass by her wig out the car. You go out of jail.
It's the principle. It is a double standard. It's the principle.
I gotta beat his ass. Because guess what? If I take you back after that cheating shit, first thing you say, you ain't say that shit to Ty when he was in your... I had to kill this nigga. I had to yank your ass about the cop.
Yeah. You going to jail. There ain't no more conversation.
Fucking play on me.
Hold on, Ty gonna live a good life in your shit. But look, man, let me just hit y'all with this because y'all went in. I want to thank y'all for listening to another episode of These Fools. Miss Taylor, we want to thank you for coming through. We're going to give you a round of applause. You can't hear it, but it's going for you. Miss Mariah.
I don't even know what I just witnessed, but
Tuck.
Big discipline, baby.
Savage, you really been getting on the motherfucking skin. All
That's my nigga.
Oh my.
Fuck you. God. Savage is my nigga.
I'm going to hit y'all with this.
I know what I want.
And Continental Champion of the World.